Okay, Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes. Mi Yishoy Yitar V'Yisiyah Es Liboy. A person was tar. Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes. Mi Yishoy Yitar V'Yisiyah Es Liboy B'Lechol. And he decided V'Yisiyah Es Liboy Mi Le'echol. What does that mean, Rav? Mi Yishoy Yitar Koyin Shoha Yitar Lechol B'Truma V'Yisiyah Daitem B'Lechol Oyin B'Truma. He does not want to eat Truma anymore. He has decided he's on a diet. He joined Weight Watchers. He paid the credit card bill for Weight Watchers. He's on a diet. Okay, so now what's the halacha? V'yisiyas liba b'lechol Rabbi Yehuda b'tayer shaderech t'meim parsha mimenu. What does that mean? Shaderech t'meim parsha mimenu hat'meim shayoydim boi shehu tahor parsha mimenu hilkach loy chashinan shema naga ba'odam tamei v'tim ahu. He doesn't care anymore. He can become tamei now. If he's not going to eat teruma, if he's not going to eat, so he's not careful anymore. He's no longer nisar in tahara. Because he's not going to eat. It's off limits. He's on a diet. I can't eat any more truma. I have to go on a diet. So if that's the case, What? Right. He's not advertising. He's not holding, he's not telling the world. He didn't post on his Facebook page that he just joined Weight Watchers. Make it known. So since people think that he's still nizer, he's going to eat any moment, they're careful to stay away from him, not to be mitame him, not to contaminate him. So therefore, if he has a sudden change of heart, where he wants to eat, he does want to eat food, he can assume that he's still tohar, even though he made a decision that he's not going to eat anymore, which would ordinarily send a signal to his mind. He no longer needs to be careful from not coming in contact with Tuma. It doesn't matter. You have a right to assume that you remain Tahar because not only are you, you don't know you did anything bad, people are protecting you. The population knows that you're a Kohen. It's written all over you. They have an app. When they see him, they know he's a Kohen. Stay away. Like the COVID app. Supposedly, my phone, if it comes in contact within a region where there's another person that has been tested positive for COVID, it's supposed to beep my phone. Stay away from this guy. He has COVID. Never happened all these months because the people that have been registered with COVID don't have the app installed. It's only going to work if they also have the app installed and they signal to the world, what fool would do that? What kind of crazy app is this? But over here, the Kohen, but is this tech a very good idea? This is a very good technology idea for Kohanim when Mashiach comes. Everyone will have an app, and the phone will be on, and that way people will know when they walk into a room, it will tell them, this guy's a Kohen, stay away, don't be metame him, you're tame. Siri and Alexa will say, the guy over there, he's a Kohen, don't be metame him, don't go there. It's a very good idea, no? You have a Google Glass, when you go and you look at a person, it tells you your name, their name. Right away, there's face recognition. It tells you their name, who they are. And it tells you if they're a Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Gabbai, think how easy it's going to be for the Gabbaim, when Mashiach comes. Everyone will be wearing, and even now, you have wear Google Glass, and you have an app installed. And the Kohen just, when the Gabbai just looks at you on his glasses, it says, it's on his glasses, it tells you if he's a Kohen, his whole name, Yankel ben Shmerel Beryl, Kleinim is Kalman, like he knows, Kleinim is Kalman ben Yoshua Leib, the Ganze Meisa, and it knows, and you can imagine, it knows who he is, and it knows the Kohen, and it shows the record, when was the last time he got an Aliyah? I have AI, it's unbelievable what you can do today with the shul, a Gabbai, can wear a Google list, look around with his eyes around the shul. He can know their names. He can know if they're Kohen Levi Yisrael. The last time they got an Aliyah, they could have access to all the medical, to all the hospitals, could know if he has a relative that's in the hospital, needs refuah shleima, and what their name is. When this guy's yard site, when if he has any yard sites, better they'll know. Better the AI will be able to look at the guy and see if he has any diseases when he will die. So today they say to him, today will be your yard site. We might as well give you an Aliyah because next year this time you're going to die. So we'll give you a yard site today for next year. That's what you can do with the technology.
Why don't you know Why don't you build that app? Very nice. Why don't you build that app?
It can be done today. The technology is available. It can be done today. So over here we have a coin. Let's not joke around. We have a coin over here. And we have a fellow over here that's walking around. He's walking around and he decides that he's not going to eat terumah. So he's no longer nizar from coming in contact with shrotzim. And then he decides 10 minutes later, an hour later, I want to eat terumah. I changed my mind. So does he have to be concerned that during the 1 hour that he decided he's not going to eat terumah, that maybe he was nichshol and came in contact with terumah? The answer is no. For two reasons. Number one, he could assume that he did not come in contact with terumah. Number two, since people do not know that he decided he's not going to eat terumah, they were careful not to contaminate him. Let's see over here. The Rav Mishnah Yatar, Koyin Shoy Yatar, Lechel B'Trumah, Kvehisich Daita B'Lechel B'Oli B'Trumah, Shederech Temeim Parsha Mimenu, HaTemeim Sheyoidim B'Shu Tohar, Parsha Mimenu. Hilakoch Loi Chayashinan Shem Anaga B'Adam Tamim V'Tim Ayu. We need to be concerned that the Parvus Tuz Tamim became Tamim. Vaiter in the Mishnah V'Chachamim V'Tamim. The Chum say, Yitamim, Me'achar Sheyasiach Dai. That's the key words. The Chachamim say this, something called Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas automatically cancels your state of Tahara. The Halacha Kachachamim. So let me ask you a shayla. Let's say you know you have a witness, someone who was watching you 24-7, and he knows that you did not come in contact with Tumah. Is he, according to the Chachamim, is he Tahar? L'chayra not. L'chayra, it's in the mind. If a person is Mesiach Das from Tahara, that disqualifies him from eating truma. It's not a reality. It's not a mitzias. Did you touch tumah? Did you not touch tumah? There's a principle called mesiach das. That's the sheet of the chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The din of tumah v'tahara is a science. It's a medical science. Blood test. Are you positive or negative? It's a blood test. Are you tameh or tahar? If you don't know, we have halachic principles that will tell you what you are. Chazaka, not chazaka, roiv, not roiv. Being tameh and tahar is purely a matter of reality. The chacham say no, you don't even know what tumah v'tahara is. You totally missed the boat. Tumah v'tahara is not just reality. It's a frame of mind. If you decided, that's it, I'm done, I'm not going to eat truma anymore for the next 2 weeks, and you may see achdas, that's it. You turned off. Now if you want to eat truma, you have to go to mikvah. You hear the word? It's a frame of mind. It's not like a litvak. A litvak, you know, everything is science. This is a chassidish of art. It's a chassidish of art. You have to say, I'll call you back. I have to send these messages. People are calling me. I don't know why they're calling me. They want to schmooze. People today want to be listened to. That is the greatest commodity, to listen. Weiter, shesiach daiter. This is a very big yisoid. Hesesach hadas. Let's see what it says in the Taisvis Yamtif. Taisvis Yamtif. Yud Beis. Perish. Metaharas perish metaharas kufay avohod her gimel the chagigim permish the gimel the intzach tefila elu kodesh arut shloy sichtaite metaharas kufam elu meachila. All right, fine, whatever. Okay, I this is a yisoid that comes up in the Daf Yomi. A yisoid of his mesiach das. Weiter in the Gemara, weiter in the Mishnah. Weiter in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda metar shederech tamein parshim shederech. To name it's the way of Tamim Persian menu. Vachacha metamim. Next part of Mishnah. Hoyu. Let's say hoyu yod of tahiros. Let's say you're in the tahiros. V'yisiel es liboy milech. Let's say your hands are tahiros. Now what is it? What do you mean yod of tahiros? Rav. Let's say your yodos. B'ha moed Rav Yehuda de'afilu ama yodea ni shalon nitmu yodai. Your hands. Yod of tameos. Yodov tohoyrois, we see a liboy milechol, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afal pisha omar yodeanish lo nitmu yodai. Yodov temeois, sheha yodaim askonios, askonios. Okay, so this is a nayadin. This is a din of of the Yodayim. Rav, how you understand us? Bahamad Abhudu Dafil Oma Yodani Shloin Nitmu Yoda, Yod of the Bears. Upoistlim less a truma, me acha she sikh tight in the lachul, if she damas can say Venaga Venaga, Vlav Adad Daite. So, in other words, what's an afkmina? You only have to go wash Nitilas Yodayim. Nitilas, so therefore, you're saying over the guf and the Yodayim. Rabbi Yitzchok.
Yeah. What? I hear what you're saying.
You don't need to go to mikveh for sheretz. But you need to wash the tilas yodayim. This takanogeya. You need to wash the tilas. That's the makar. The reason why we wash the tilas yodayim, Yisraelim, it's in order to be mechazik the kohanim. Because a kohen is not allowed to touch stam yodayim shniyos. So stam yodayim mimetamei truma. Make truma into a shlishi. So a kohen must wash his hands before he eats truma, in order that kohanim should not feel all alone, isolated in this matter. We do it for them. We are Yisraelim. Every time you wash your hands in the tilas yodayim, you're being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'kidashtai. It's a chiddush, yeah? When you wash your hands from the tilas for bread, you don't have to wash your hands. Why have to wash your hands? You worried about corona? You worry about corona, so use Purell. It'll do a much better job than using water, than washing your hands. Put your hands in some type of a chvesnish, in some type of a high-tech bacteria zapper. Why do you have to mamish use mayim, kech gavra, all of the intricate halachas? Those things are necessary to remove tuma. It's not only cleanliness. And the proof is, even if your hands are perfectly clean, it doesn't matter, you have to wash your hands anyway. Because there's a din of tumah. To remove the tumah, you have to do certain things, Kabbalistic things, to remove the tumah. Why? You're eating chulin, not eating truma. There's no din tumah. But kohanim must do this.
Sorry
when kohanim must do this when they eat truma. So when you do it, you're doing it, they should not feel left out. So you're giving chizik to the kohanim. It's a mitzvah v'kidashtoi. You hear? So therefore, even Rabbi, now here Rabbi Huda says, even though I talk all of this, it's not a din of science, it's a din of reality, it's not a din of heschadas, but the truth is, a person can never know. A person's hands, a person is an octopus. You're always touching things, putting your hands in other people's pockets, taking their money, touching them. Person is yodayim askonios. You can never trust yourself with your hands. The male, you have to always wash your hands, clean hands. Even though he said before, when it comes to the guf, I hold your tohar. You didn't come in contact with the sheretz or touch a person. That you can be certain of. But you cannot be certain that you did not touch part of your body that's meant to be covered, or something that is not clean, which would make your hands into a sheni, which would be metame the truma. Memele, you have to wash your hands no matter what. Good?
Touching a part of your body that you normally stays covered, let's say for tefillah, if a kohen would touch that part of his body, he would not be able to eat truma.
No, his hands become a sheni, and if he would touch truma, the truma become a shlishi. Now, out that's the halach. You go to that's the old child. You go to let's say you go to the bathroom. You want to eat. You're about to wash. I have this. You want to wash, but before you wash, you want to go to the bathroom. So you go to the bathroom, what do? You got a big problem. Because if you wash after you come out of the bathroom and you say Asher Yotzar, your hands are clean. So now for you to go and make an Al Natila to wash Nochamol Al Natilas Yodayim is really Bracha Levatola, because your hands are already clean. You went to the bathroom. So there are three Mahalchim, three different opinions. I think the Gross says you should come out of the bathroom. I think the Gross, you wash Natilas Yodayim, come out of the bathroom, and you wash I think you at first you wash like negelvasa three times, whatever. Then you wash right away in it, and then you first make al netilas yodayim. I think the Gros says this, and then you eat the bread, and then you say the asher yotzer. When you come out of the bathroom, you want to make two. You want to go to the bathroom and wash the bread. So what do you do? If you're going to come out and make an ash, come and wash your hands, and then say asher yotzer. Asher yotzer, you make a bracha. There's no need to wash again. When you wash, when you come out of the bathroom, you should wash for the bread.
Just wash once. The question is, you know, what type of washing? Is it the kind you wake up in the morning, or is it the kind you do?
So that doesn't really matter. Bread? That doesn't really matter. That's a very small. In this instance, you'd probably wash for bread the way you wash for bread, because that inyan of three times. That's a Kabbalistic thing. Some people should know when they come out of the bathroom, they wash like for bread. We're all Mekubalim today. We became Mekubalim. We washed, come out of the bathroom, we washed three times back and forth. I have a feeling they go back a couple hundred years. That's not the way anyone washed. It's a new thing. It's a Kabbalistic thing to do. They could wash because you wash like bread. Like for bread. But we don't pass like that. That's the Gra. No one does that. There's another Mahach. The Halacha Lemaisa, what we do is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you wash asher yotzer like regularly. You come out of the bathroom, you wash like whatever you do when you come out of the bathroom, and you say a full asher yotzer. Then you are supposed to touch part of your body that you ordinarily do not touch. That's ordinarily covered. Touch your arm, touch the place you put the tefillin on. You touch part of the body that you ordinarily, now you're mechuyev to wash netilas yadayim. So it's a little bit strange because ordinarily you're not allowed to cause yourself to bracha shenetzricha. You're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to put yourself in a position where you goyrim a bracha shenetzricha. But this is the exception. The Mishnah Berurah says that's what you should do. The Mishnah Berurah holds come out of
the bread anyway. Though.
What?
You said that you were going to make the bracha for bread anyway. The question is, do you need an extra washing or not?
Right, but in this case you don't. That's the point. That's why this is very unique, because you anyway wash for the Beis Akisei. I don't remember the halacha. There are three mahalchim what to do. The Hamoin Am follows the Mishnah Berurah, who says come out of the bathroom, wash asher yotzer, and then touch. You should go out of your way now to touch part of your body that's ordinarily covered, in order to require you to wash again, and now you make a netilas yadayim like you ordinarily do. That's the minhag ha'olam. But that approach is problematic, and that's why there are different approaches to solve the problem, which are minority opinions, which we do not do. Give me one second. I take an Advil. I have a terrible headache. I don't know.
To me, that would seem like that's the problem. That's why you're breaking it up.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, let's go right. Okay. So let's have the Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. There's nothing as delicious.
I'm sorry, not feeling well.
No, there's a whole sorry.
What?
There's nothing as delicious as Advil. Yum. It's unbelievable. It's Gan Eden.
Okay. did you take it plain, or did you take it with water?
Plain.
All
right. Vita. Me shahaya tar. It's like candy, no? What else is it? Only the vaccine to taste so good. Me shahaya tahar. A person was tahar. Ma shahaya kvar haya. A person was tar. Yeah? You listening? You there? Me shahay tar vcs libay ma khaj khaj nimesh khaj nimesh mish khaj khaj me shahay tar vcs libay milakh and you decide I'm not going to eat anymore to hire The shayla is, did he come in contact with the sheretz? So Rabbi Yehuda, oh, you're tired. Yeah, you can, yeah, all is good. Shederech t'mayin parshim mimen. Because you could assume you didn't do anything wrong. And you could assume that people stayed away from you. You're a kohen. Right. V'chacham b'tamim. The chacham say no. Why? And I told you the lamdas. The lamdas is yemesiach das. It's not a question of yes or no. It's mesiach das. The mindset automatically brings the tum upon you in halacha. Next, hayu yadav to hayoritz. Let's say we're not dealing with the guf. The shayla is not the shayla over here is not touching a shet. Touching over here, the yodayim. The yisia the liba milechal from eating. You know, you marry. Oh, yodayim. That you always need to wash your hands. There's never an exception to that. You always have to wash your hands. Api shama yodayim yishalim nitmu yodayim yadav tmeiyos shadayim askaliyos, because the person's hands are always touching things that he's not supposed to. Next mishnah test. So each hashnich nesaloyitzi pas lani. A woman shenich nesaloyitzi.
Hang on a second. So a person is neman on his guf, but he's not neman on his hands.
That's right. According to Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, I told you, it's not a din being neman. According to the Chachamim, it's in the Mesiach Das. The mind is already what brings the Tumah. The mindset. But according to Yehuda, that's right. According to Yehuda, the person is on his guf, he's not neman on his hands. You'd have a gvaldig guf. And a neshama shenasad b'tohairihi. But what did you do with your life in this world? Tame Yikra. The goof.
Mashiach comes
behesachadas. Mashiach comes behesachadas. Who's hesachadas? His hesachadas or our hesachadas?
We have hesachadas. He doesn't come with hesachadas.
Why
he
not?
He is waiting.
Why don't we say he comes his hesachadas? Is redeemed by Mashiach hesachadas? Okay, right. A woman enters into a home lehoitzi pas leani v'yotz v'yotzos u'mitzatu oimed mitzad kikodesh shel truma. So what happened here? A woman over here, she's entering into the home to bring her bread to the poor person. She goes out, and she finds him u'mitzato oimed mitzad kikodesh shel truma. So there was outside the house, there was truma. A poor man comes. Please, can you give me some bread? So she goes inside the house to retrieve a bagel. She leaves the poor man outside all alone. She comes back and she sees that he is in the vicinity, within arm's reach of Truma. There was Truma outside. When he arrived on the scene, he was at a distance from the Truma. He was on the other side of the house. Now when she goes outside to give him the bread, she discovers that in the meantime, when she went into the house to get the bread, he maneuvered himself near, in the vicinity of the truma. So what is the shayla? Maybe the ani, the poor man, touched the truma. He contaminates the stama person, a person walking in the street. At least his hands are shniyos, at least, the very least. So this person is contaminating the bread. She comes out of mitzvah, she finds another example. She comes out and she discovers her friend, her next door neighbor, is stirring coals underneath a pot of food in which there is teruma. So in both of these cases, there is a concern that this woman, her friend, who we have to assume is Tanea, and the Ani, who's also Tamei, touched the Truma. What is one to do? So very easy. You call up the government, the NSA, ask them for the videotape. Satellite footage of what happened. Right? Ask them for satellite footage of what happened. So they don't want to give it to you. So now you have to go and, in halacha, what can we assume? So Rabbi Akiva Mitame, Akiva is Tame. Rabbi Akiva over here has obviously very. What?
Why don't you just ask them outright?
We don't believe them.
Why can't you ask good the question. Honey or the. Or...
Good question. I don't know. What? I don't know the answer. Why don't we ask them? Good question. I don't know. Maybe let's assume for the moment that they're not here. They're not present. Taki, why not? They should be believed. The Yidden, they're from people. Why not? I don't know. Let's assume, for the sake of simplicity, that they're gone. They're off to races. They got a text. There's a flight out. There's a flight out somewhere. OTB.
But how do we even know that they were near the Truman? So basically,
we saw.
Basically, this Kayan goes in to bring this guy a bagel, and she comes back out, and she sees that he moved a little closer as she goes in out of the corner of her eye. So he starts moving closer to the food. When she comes out, he's gone. And the stuff looks like it's been...
No, the stuff is nothing. You can't tell. The stuff you can't tell. The perfect crime. He committed the perfect crime. There's no way to tell. We don't know what happened. Even Sherlock Holmes cannot determine what happened when we went inside the house. We don't know what happened over here. Did he touch it or not? So what is the halacha? So Rabbi Akiva says metame. Rabbi Akiva says, guess what? Rabbi Akiva says we have to assume the worst. We can assume the best. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Pila. You ever hear that guy's name before? Never heard this name before. You know who he is? You ever meet him before? Pila. Pile Ploim. Rabbi Shur, he always likes to say Pile Ploim. That's like one of his favorite expressions. Pile Ploim. It's a wonder of wonders. Someone once said to him when the Jets won the Super Bowl, Rabbi, it was a Pella that they got into the championship. That they, even though there was a Pella, that they even made it to the world, to the Super Bowl. It was a Pella. And that they won? It's Pile Ploim. Okay, his name is Pila. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Pila. And Nusach Acher ben Piovi. Who's Piovi? Another name. V'chibib Neymo Rabbi Akiva mit...
Pila is an elephant.
An elephant? Pila is a pill. A pill. A pill is an elephant. They're all over the place, the elephants. The elephant in the room. Wherever I go.
No, Omar. Baruch Hashem, now the car can be the elephant in the room.
What?
The car is the elephant in the room.
The car. What use is a car if the car doesn't work? Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Pila. My favorite Mishnah in Shas, describing the characteristic of a woman. This is, I'm telling you, they would ban this Mishnah in this generation so fast.
Adarab, I would say that they're misava, but if you notice when you go on the date, they buy it and they take two bites and it's gandic.
How do you know?
Yeah, they happen to.
How do you know this?
How do I know?
You're a married man. You don't know this stuff. What?
You go out, they take three bites and they want to appear humble, so they know it's good to leave over something on the plate. So they tack and leave over the whole dish on the plate.
I usually eat my portion. There's also. Gargoyles, zoilolois, zoilolois, they're gluttons. You hear this, Tosach? This is not going to go off well in this generation. Noshim are gargironios. And if that's not enough, the Rav says the translation is zoilolois, gluttons. Umis avois lamachal, they have taiva to eat. Targum kyoisi zoilelo, arei havesi. Gargironis. So therefore, what's the shaila? Vayit in the Gemara. Not from the Gemara. Saying v'shigi chashuda legalis is kadera shel chaverta lay the mahi mivashos to know what is she cooking. Now wait a minute. So this should only apply to the shaila of noshim. Doesn't apply to the first case. The first case was an oni. So nachem ol the mishnah. Nachem the mishnah says isha that's in the mishnah isha nichlas lozi pas lo ani isha enters into the bringing mazali v'yatzas motzata oimi b'tzad kikar shel tuma v'chein nachem case how isha sheyatza motzasa es chaverte v'choy choyso gecholim tachas kder shel tuma Rabbi Akiva b'tamim v'cham b'tarim am Rabbi Elazar ben Pila b'nei v'chimam b'nei Rabbi Akiva b'tamim v'cham b'tarim b'nei shanoshim gar gor ro niyosim they're hungry. Shehi chashuda, she is suspect. Legalis is hakadosh to the partner shel chaverta leida mahi mivashalos. But wait a minute, that only explains the second case of the Mishnah. That doesn't explain the first case of the Mishnah. So what is over here the Tosafot to say? Leida, okay, that Vimyachshu ve'ener toichal menefine ve'inenu hoymos lechol kolaymar shekol kach misavet lechol alchloi hispik. Okay, for elu kolaymar. Okay, the Tosafot doesn't explain. Let's look over here. The Ikar Mefarshim. The Ikar Mefarshim. What does she say over here? Ikar Mefarshim say, Chachamim mitaharin, shecheskasim she'enim noigim, shalorushos. Vloidam milvaniach amo aritz besuch beisai. Tosim dechlus lorushos v'samuchal adayta lagagia. V'yatesur, v'yatiferes yisrael, kosev shamo aritz ho'imid b'chutz yoimid pen pisam yovayla balabais, hachover v'yumtsem m'shamash v'zah. So I don't understand. He's not really explaining. No one over here is explaining. Let's see the bottom of him. We called him. Akikoros to hoidim, she'ein ha'oni nagea b'li rishus, atashol tamei, shema yisho gugurus nagea. Wait, Rabbi Akiva lefi Rabbi Eliezer. When it comes to the Eishas, the first case, Akikoros to hoirin, as ein ha'chinami, ein ha'chinami. If you look on the bottom over here, see on the bottom over here? On the bottom, so Eino Chinami over here, he talking about what we said, is that's exactly what Rabbi Lezer. What he's coming to say is that there are two Rabbi Akiva. See, this is beautiful, this chart. It really explains the Mishnah very, very well. He's adding a chiddush into the Mishnah. He's saying that there are two versions of Rabbi Akiva. There are two Rabbi Akivas. There are two versions of Rabbi Akiva. The Erster version, the Tzveita version. The Erster version is that he argues across the board. Rabbi Akiva holds Tamazoi. What you don't know, it's like a Savik Tum of Rishus HaYachid, even though over here it's not Rishus HaYachid. I don't know. But over here, Rabbi Akiva over here is saying in both cases, Tamei. According to the second version of Rabbi Akiva, the only time we're going to say is Tamei is only in the case of the Isha. Because the Isha, she's very hungry, but not the person. When it comes to the Oni, it just matters that he touched the Kikaros. Mestami didn't touch the Kikaros. You could assume that. Then Rabbi Akiva is going to follow the Shulchan Chacham, is going to be Tahar. Okay, so that's a Hagufa. This dilemma that we had is exactly what the Mechaber of this Mishnayis explained so beautifully in the chart on the bottom. Two versions of Rabbi Akiva.
It's interesting because in the last Mishnah we say Yadayim Askanios.
No, that's for the person himself. Yadayim Askanios, the person himself. In a Chanai, but over here, he's looking for something. He sees food. There's something to patchka with.
So the way how we explain Rabbi Akiva according to the second opinion of Rav Elazar ben Pila is L'chori Yadayim Askanios. Why? Because they're going to lift up Shechashuda legalis as a kedera.
Correct. Only a woman likes to know what's going on in the kitchen. A woman likes to know what's going on in the kitchen. Isn't it interesting? You go to a dinner. I found that if you go to a dinner, Rabbanim, they like to go into the kitchen to see what's tutsuk in the kitchen. I never ever saw a woman by a chasna hall, have any desire to go into the kitchen to see what's going on. I mean, I once went to the National Council. They made an event for Rabbanim, a convention. So it was many years ago. They haven't done this in years. The National Council closed down already. It don't even exist, come on. And by the convention, they made an announcement that no one, no Rav, should go into the kitchen. And it was very obvious why, because since everyone there was a Rav, they're so familiar, it's so natural to them, that when they go to an event, they got to make sure it's kosher. And they go into the kitchen to see what's doing over here. You go, you have a shul dinner, is everything a kosher? I don't want a scandal. I'm not interested over here in a scandal tomorrow that they served over here pork or this and that. So the rabbanim would go with the rabbanim naturally. So here you have an ear shekula kohanim. You have an event. You have 500 rabbanim. 500 people are going into the kitchen to see what's going on. You're in the Hilton. You have an event in the Hilton in a big ballroom. Every single person, can you imagine you make a wedding? Every single person goes into the kitchen to see what's going on. Get out of here. But you never ever saw a woman go into the kitchen to see what's going on. And at home, it's just the opposite. At home, the men, you do the cooking. I'm not doing the cooking. You do the cooking. That's the role of a woman. A woman's role is to be in the kitchen, to make the food, to change diapers. I don't do that. I don't change diapers. What do you think? Garbage. The woman takes out the garbage. It comes with the territory.
You don't want your hands to become tiny.
This is what you tell a girl on the date. You tell a girl on the date, listen, you want to marry me? These are the rules. I will never, ever take out the garbage. I will never change a diaper. I will never cook. And this is what you do. This is your tough kid in life. You call me my master. You call me, don't call me my first name. How dare you? You call me master. When I come home every day, you take off my shoes and you wash my feet. You do the laundry. You serve me. Is that understood? Will you marry me?
You may have to say Edvar Torah after that, Ephraim.
What?
You may have to say Edvar Torah after that.
Okay, so let's chazen this Mishnah. The Mishnah now with a new understanding over here. Isha shnichlas aloitzi elecha lepaslan. A woman, shnichlas. Why over here is she going in? You know why? Because an isha nishkin arois negas. It's called kavud bas melech penima. I once heard a Mizrahi, I heard a real modern rabbi say, I was shocked out of my mind, blew my mind, I couldn't believe. A modern rabbi, he says, why don't we make a Gezerah Shava, Tesvav, to Mechayev Noshim in Sukkah, the same way we're Mechayev Noshim in eating matzah? Why don't we, how come Noshim apart from Sukkah? And he said, because the woman's place in the home, to go to the Sukkah, it's Tsei Mediras Keva. Called Kivuda Bas Melech Penima, this is Nish Tznius, the Isha, the Gein Arois, and the Gas. I was shocked. If a Haredi would say that, a Hasidish Rebbe, I would get it. But you're a modern Orthodox Rebbe. What are you talking this crazy nonsense over here? What are you saying over here? Okay, let's chazen nochemo. Ha Isha Shenichnisa, she enters, called Kivuda Bas Melech Penima. She's going in, she's not going out. Why is she going in? To find food for the poor man, to bring him the food. And now she finds, she retrieves the food. Now she exits the home to give the poor man food. The yotzos. And what does she discover? The poor man who is assumed to be tamei is standing in the vicinity of Terumah. And we have a dilemma. Did the poor man touch the truma or not? If he touched the truma is tameya. If he did not, it's tahor. We do not know. V'chein, another scenario. Ha'isha she'yotzos umetz motzos. A woman, she leaves her home and she discovers her next door neighbor is stirring the coals under a pot of truma. And the dilemma is, did she open the pot and touch the food? Umotzos eschaverta choysa gecholim tachas kederu shel truma. What is the halacha? So here we have now the first version.
That's a very interesting mitzvah, that a woman goes inside and she comes out and there's a woman stirring her own pot.
No, this is a new case. She's not going out. She's not going out. She's not going in. Case number two is a woman just walks out of her home and she sees that her next door neighbor is stirring the woman's own pot.
Cooking. She's next door neighbor making a barbecue. Whatever it is.
But the food is truma, it's her truma. So the question is, when she's stoking the coals of this pot, did she open up the pot and touch the food inside? This is a new case. A new case. A woman walks out of her home. She happens to have have a wonderful day. I hope I didn't disturb you.
She's cool. Yeah, she had a great time. She's great.
Thank you very, very much. It's always good to see you. Hatzlacha Rabba. Please come every day. Cheer me up over here. I'm lonely over here. Be well. Be well. All the best to you. A woman over here is stoking the coals, right? She comes out of her home and she sees a woman over here stoking coals on her pot. Rachel has a pot.
That is Aishas Cohen.
Right.
Aishas Cohen, who sees Lady B cooking. And Lady B is cooking Lady A's truma.
Correct.
Right. So of course she's a cleaning lady. She's a maid servant. She's someone from Ecuador who happens to be Jewish.
Okay. So be it.
Right.
Okay, good.
Okay. You know why the Jewish woman does not cook? Because she's a princess in her own home.
So who's gonna cook then?
The Jewish woman, I don't know, but notice how it says Sheyatzas.
On her own home.
She left her house.
Yeah, they you're making fire. They're on like smoke. They're on the pollution.
They're on the way to the rest.
They don't want the smoke detector will go off if you made it in your own home. All right, bye. Ish nichlus sal gehoitzi espas on the rest of the world. Chayli yishav shiatsa samatsas es chaverta es chaverta choysa gichon takas kadeh shal chatruma. What is halacha? So now we have version number one, Rabbi Akiva. Version one is across the board. It is human nature for a human being to see something and to touch it. As a geitos, thus this is the teva of a mensch. You see something, you touch it. As a geitos, Rabbi Akiva metame is metame, v'chav is metame. Why v'chav metamin? Metamin v'chav say no, person doesn't touch what. You don't touch, nish mit the hand. Nish mit the hand. You don't touch. You don't touch. That's what a woman said. I think my grandma said there was a bacha. She went on a date, and the bacha was all worked up. He wanted to touch her. Nish mit der hand. Don't use your hands. Don't touch with your hands. Don't touch a woman. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pila. He's coming out to give us a new version of Rabbi Akiva. That no, the only time Rabbi Akiva is going to suspect the person from touching is only when. There's a woman involved. When a woman is involved and it's food, then there's a suspicion that she opened up the pot to see what's in the pot. Because that's what they do. They have cookbooks, Susie, this one, Susie, that one, this cookbook, that book, Bais Yaakov cookbook, this cookbook, that cookbook, whisk, whisk. You don't know what whisk is? You know what whisk is? Also, lehishtam. Also, l'shtameshem ela l'roisam bilvat. There's not one living creature in this world that ever made something that it says in whisk. And those magazines, it's haneros pastries halalu koydeshem ein lanu rishus l'shtamesh b'chem ela l'roisam bilvat. Right? Ask your wife; she'll tell you the whole thing is baloney. And just like that's baloney. Everything they write in those magazines is such fraud, is such baloney. You know what the biggest baloney is? When they do these interviews with these successful people, lunch break, they interview a person who's a successful person. You ever see this? Ever?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't do magazines? It is just mind-boggling how every week they dig up a person. Every week they dig up a person who's living the perfect life. Who? Has free time to learn, and has free time to spend with his children, and is making $1 million a year, and is seduct. The people they write it every week. Another guy that's living the perfect life. It's just mind-boggling. It is kulay sheker v'chaz, and people they spend money on this. Me also. Not every day. Once in a year. It's curious to see what it says in there. Or I find it in the garbage somewhere. I'll pick it up. Vayit all my Rebbe Lozman Pila. V'chim name my Rebbe Akiva Metanim. She's suspect. Legalois esakidera shel chaverta. Leida mahi mivashelas. This is an expression which means women, they want to know a mensch is chashuda legalois esakidera leida mahi mivashelas. In the welt. What's cooking in your house? What's doing in your life? Are your children in shidduchim? Are your children shidduchim? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? How's your married life? How's your married life? I want to hear all the gossip. Thus is the malchus of a mensch. Right, next perik ches. Hador im am ha'aretz b'chotzer. Fascinating. Person would want to do this, to live with the Am Ha'aretz in the Chotzer. A shachach kelim in the Chotzer. And you forgot the kelim. Afilu chaviyos mukafas tzavim pasul or tano mukaf tzavim pasul harei ilu tamein. Unbelievable, because the next door neighbor he touches all of your kelim. My next door neighbor he puts everything on my property, not my parents. Puts this kelim out. When I asked him a favor to go cut down his tree and I'll pay for it. No, that I can't do. Can't cut down my tree for the sukkah. No. The branches, no, my tree. You go, you put all your shmatas on my property and then I just want the branch over my so I can do whatever. No. Environment. The tree. My next door neighbor, he offered for free. I'm not joking with you. He offered for free to make my lawn, the front lawn, like his lawn. He has all these trees, he told me, all these trees and seeds and fruits and decorations. He's willing, he says he has time, he's willing to decorate my front lawn, which is barren, Baruch Hashem. I would like to get rid of the bushes also, but my sister doesn't let, to plant trees on my front lawn. Next time you come to my house, look at the guy next door to me. He'll do it on my lawn for free. He'll do it for me. So I said that's really kind. I says, I have to, I'm not the only person who lives out this, my sister. I told him, let me think about it. I didn't say no, I don't want to insult him. It's a great idea. It's so beautiful.
You say that you're allergic.
No, I just said, let me think.
You say
about
you're
it.
Allergic.
Let me think about it. Vertracht.
Okay, good.
Unbelievable, huh? Good. Hador mama aris b'chatz v'shach.
You see, zochem alach tenas in ayidei acherim.
Oh,
you don't have to pick.
He's a yid, though. He's a yid. He's a yid. You know, he's a yid. I invited him into my sukkah. I gave him love and esrog. I should put him on tefillin. I should put him on tefillin once in a while. I do. I gave him a love and esrog to take. I told him, come into the sukkah. You shake the love and esrog. You do a mitzvah. Come in. I took him in. You know, we used to do this. What? I don't believe in this type of stuff. You should know. To me, this whole thing doesn't. It used to be, it's not for now, but it used to be, there's a whole hashkafa that in Europe, is there such a thing as a yid converting out of Judaism? Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Technically, no, right? Technically, a yid is a yid. You can do whatever you want to go do, a yid is a yid. That was not the shita pre-America. In pre-America, there was a hashkafa that a yid who abandons Yiddishkeit, basically he's a guy. There's no inyan to be makar of him, to go check into his yich, an ankle of Rashi. A yid who leaves Yiddishkeit, it's it. He's a guy. He's mamish a guy. This concept that Lubavitch has put into the welt in America, you got to go find these guys out there. And you got to ask, are you Jewish? Jewish. I drive a Harvey. I have tattoos and earrings and this, all these body piercings. Crazy? Jewish. Is your mother Jewish? Yeah, my mother might be Jewish. My mother maybe, you know, my grandmother, she lit candles maybe. Do you know that if your grandmother's Jewish and your mother? No, I never knew that. You're Jewish. Come, we got to put on tefillin today. We got to go light, do this or that. This is a new hashkafa that never existed in the history of Klal Yisrael. You know that? This is a Nayazach. Chadoshim labakarim. It never existed.
Right, but you don't have to. It's true that Rabbi.
You're not a snaggate. I'm not a snaggate. I lost you. I lost you. I'm not a snaggate. I'm a snaggate. You want to go do it? Because one day go do it. But this is a new thing. In pre-war, pre-America, a person like that is a guy. Oh, he has Yiddish Yichus. You're gone. You're out of here. There's no Indian.
But you say Yisrael shechad dafa pi Yisrael.
No, that's not what it means. That's not what that is not what it means. Yisrael shechad api shechad to Yisrael is where he has a shaychus to Yiddishkeit. He wants to be a Yid. He is a Yid. It's just that shechata. Just because he was chata, you don't go push him out. You don't go knock him out. Yet all these people that converted. That applies during the Crusades. They said, if you're not going to convert, we're going to kill you and all your children. So they converted. The Hamoinam converted. They did convert. It's like the Spanish Inquisition. The Hamoinam converted. They all converted. Only Yechidim went and were able to be Amid bin Nisayan. And so what happened? After things calmed down, they came back to Shul. And they said, you know, I used to be the Baal Musafi. I want to be the Baal Musafi again. No, you converted. You converted. You went and you're not taking you back. Get out of here. You want to come back, you can come back, but you're not going to be the Baal Musaf. You're not going to be the Baal Shachar. You're not going to be the Baal Tokeya. You lost. You converted. So
there was a rabbi.
Yeah. So there was a big machlekes of the Gedolim. There was Shoinim still then. They said, Yisrael, Shech, Avav, Shechoto, Yisrael. You have to know how far to go. You can't just go throw them out. They come back, they did tshuva. But if you have, like in America, you have 10 million people, 15 million people that are totally irreligious, totally, they know from zero. Is there an Indian? If they do, Chayza B'Shuva, Givalde, Chayza B'Shuva, take him back, 100%. But they're almost like Gerim, Kumat. But to go out and to find them, to seek them out, and to force them to put tefillin, and to make seminars, and to give them meaning in life, is there such an Indian? Is there such a requirement? Are you doing more damage to Klal Yisrael in this way? You bring these people back halfway. What happens? 95% of the Lubavitch people that they get, you know what happens with them? They bring them back 5-10%. They're not Shomer Shabbos. They have a soft spot for Judaism. They like learn Kabbalah. They'll do this. They'll now identify maybe as a Jew, but they're not shaykh to come to being a Shomer Shabbos, telling their children having these people they're not having children anymore. They're already post that age of their life of having children. What are you doing? What are you wasting your time? What are you doing? And you have to tax the tzibur to get money for this. Also, is this a mahalach? Listen, so who am I to say? You want to say, because maybe 1 out of 1,000 will be a success story. Is that a statistic that you're supposed to... It was never done. This mahalich was never, ever done in the history of Klal Yisrael. This is a nayazach. A nayazach. And this is all part of bringing Mashiach. The Melech HaMashiach, the Makabit, he's going to do something that was never done before. This is a technique that you need to do in order to be. You need to do this at the Achis Hayamim. This is what the Melech Mashiach is going to do, and he's going to prove himself being the Melech Mashiach by being able to do this. So you have to do this to be the Melech Mashiach. It's a condition. It's a tenai in the Melech Mashiach. You want to be the Melech Mashiach? I pass on the job. They're anyway not offering it to me. Do I sound like an anti-Chabad?
Certainly not.
I think Chabad and Satan should join forces. They can do each other in. Finish them. Remember my famous last words. Chaim Berlin Lubavitch is the closest thing to Yiddishkeit. And Chaim Berlin is the closest thing to Chabad.
Yeah, very nice. So how come Rabbi Yonason David is talking at the Rosh Yeshiva?
You want to hear a speech for 3 hours?
Well, you tell what's the relationship between Rabbi Hillel David and Rabbi Yonason David?
I have to turn the tape first. Let me turn off the tape before I say all the lashon hara here.